Can we just please talk about networking?
Yeah, sure. Right. Okay, let's tone it down a bit.
Yes, tone it down, Ian.
Okay. So Howard, just getting some feedback from some listeners over the week, I've been asked to give some practical tips and to really look at what can people do in a social age where as we move into this digital world where we're actually becoming isolated, how can people still be human? And I know that sounds a little bit probably logical, but we aren't. We're caught up behind our technology, and I think a lot of people confuse networking with social activity. And I think social activity, being on social media, doesn't mean that you're networking. So the whole objective of today is to really chat about the importance of having meaningful conversations. And that doesn't necessarily mean going on reality shows and that. It just means being conversational.
Right. So it's just trying to find a way to humanize us, because with what goes on with social media and the fact that we can actually spend a lot of our working day completely isolated, communicating, but actually isolated.
Well, there's the saying that goes is that you can be in a room full of people and you can feel like the loneliest person. I think that's even more relevant, as you say, because people can walk into the same office, sit down at their desk, grab their coffee, sit in front of their computer, and not realize that there's a whole office of coworkers there. And that's very sad. So the whole point is to not turn it into something that you start to become like now, kind of a networking alarmist that you go out and start freaking out people every time you want to speak to them. But the point is, it should become a natural way of you engaging. And if you look just at what we call future workspaces, you've probably noticed a lot of these shared working spaces popping up. A lot of coffee shops, I know that you frequent quite a few, you'll see a lot of people are actually working there. And the reason is because they want to be around people.
Other people.
And that's
because,
good.
Yeah, so, because, yeah. Because we are social by nature.
Yeah.
And even if we consider ourselves introverts or we don't love a lot of people, we still need people, whether we all do to a greater or lesser extent. So maybe it might be that somebody can't, work in an environment like a coffee shop or a shared workspace because it's noisy and they need quiet and some privacy. They still will need other people need people.
Absolutely. And if you look at the most successful people and you ask them what some of their biggest factors for their success is, it's about their network. And that's through anything. It's through when you need support, when you're going through difficult times and you just need to bounce something off someone, or you really need to structure a business transaction, you need your network of people that you've engaged with, and that starts by meaningful conversations. If you think back, Howard, to some of the most interesting discussions you've had, it's been around dinner tables, coffee talks, conferences, all of those things, yet we don't do enough of it. And hopefully today what we can do is we can share some of those kind of tricks. I call them tricks in a ways because it's like exercise. You have to practice them. You have to practice them to be conscious that you're doing them when you're walking into a room.
Yeah. And so how does one do that?
So I think first and foremost is that you need to plan what you're doing. You know, you can't be invited to a networking event as an example and not go in with a plan, because you can go in there and you can walk in and spend the whole night on your phone and walk out and say that was the biggest waste of time.
Right.
So you need to know what are you doing.
And then you want to know that your phone has been a complete crutch.
Absolutely.
And an escape and allowed you not to engage in it at all for whatever reason.
Absolutely. And the point is that you actually need to put your phone away and say that this is not the time for interaction with my digital device. This is for human interaction. And Howard, you know this better than me. You're far more in tune with body language than that. You know, when a person walks in and they're on their phone, it's like putting up a do not disturb sign.
Oh, absolutely. I think that the most important thing to me in these environments is for everybody to acknowledge that you're not the only one that feels some anxiety about walking in to a social place. Everybody feels it. No matter how confident you might think somebody else is, they're also feeling it. Maybe they don't feel it to the same extent, but you never know. What I always say to people, and I even say to my kids often, is take that part of you, that anxiety, and recognize it and say, I know this is what you're feeling. We're going to talk, but I'm not thinking about it now. I'm going to put it away. I'll put you away. We'll come back to it later. Later this evening when I'm home or when I'm driving home, let's have this dialogue with myself and understand why I'm feeling anxious. But right now I've got no time for that dialogue. I know you're there. I'm putting you away. I'm going to put a smile on my face and I'm going to walk into a room with outward confidence. And then you become confident. The other thing too, not to judge yourself. And I think that people that are anxious in those environments spend a lot of time beating themselves up. Why can't I do it? Look, everybody's talking to each other. What am I doing wrong? The other thing is, and it is about body language as well, is recognizing who to approach and who not to approach. So if two people, and I always say this in my talks, if two people are standing facing squarely at each other, towards each other, they're involved in a very intense conversation and it's an important conversation for them. Those aren't people that you want to go. You're going to have an awkward moment if you come up to them, tap somebody on the shoulder, hand a card and say, hi, this is who I am. They don't want to talk to you, not because of you, but because they're involved in something else. If you see other people that are standing in a little bit more of an open position, maybe two people are standing, but there's a third place to create a triangle, go and talk to them. Those are the people that you're going to have more success with. And what happens so often is people have failures in inverted commas and then they come back and say, I'm so terrible at this and I hate this. But if they just approach the right people with the right attitude, everything would change.
Howard, and what you say is so true, is we go into these events or these social gatherings thinking that we need to know everything and we need to be the experts at everything. The reality, as you say, is everybody is there for the same purpose. They're there to meet people. So if you take control of the situation, if you break the ice first, if you greet the person next to you and just say hello, you know, or make a comment. If you're sitting next to somebody during a session and you like that session, turn around and say, Zanati, did you enjoy that? Or do you say to the person, did you enjoy that? You strike a conversation and you break down a barrier. And it's amazing how when you take control and you own that situation, it becomes so much easier. And the added trick to that is to be yourself. Don't be authentic, because if you try and be someone you're not, people will see right through you and they'll realize that it's canned. The minute you're authentic, you're then being who you are, and that's what people want to see. They want to see the real you.
Absolutely right. And that's because that's what you're going there for. You're going there for the human side. Time is 8:25. I'm speaking to Ian Basrabi. We're talking about networking. We're going to take some ads. When we come back, we'll continue that conversation. 101.9 Chai FM, Ian Basrabi in a studio with us. All right, Ian, so give us a number, give us 10 points, give us 10 takeaway points that we can use when it comes to networking.
Okay, so Howard, everybody needs to realize that networking is not a once-off event, and one great connection is worth more than 100 forgotten acquaintances. If you walk away from a network event and you've met one person, you've done really well. So don't go out there and try to meet everyone in the room, because you'll fail. The second one for me is business relationships are built on actions, not promises. So if you go in there and you promise the world and you oversell yourself, people will see right through you. So go there and build trust. Tell people, listen to people, understand what they need and work on it from there. So go in there and listen and learn. And I think the most important thing, and we've spoken a little bit about it in the studio today, is that positive relationships require nurturing. You know, you need to build on a relationship. It's not like you're going to go to a network event and then the next day the guy's going to phone you and sign a billion-dollar deal. You've got to work on those relationships. So following up is critical. You should always give more than you take. And sometimes giving means listening. And it's just listening to somebody. Somebody's there who wants to meet another person. They want to share their view. So go in as a listener. Don't go in there to tell everyone. I always say, don't go in as an I specialist. Don't go in there and it's about I. It's about listening to the other person. And I think the your energy. Howard, you and I have always spoken about this. It's about how you feel. If you walk into a room and you feel like you're not going to meet one person, you won't meet a person. If you
Absolutely.
Go in there and you feel
Absolutely.
Like, and as we say, these things take time. Be authentic and be yourself. And I think if you take all of those skills and you start, the next time you walk into a room, smile, look at another person, greet another person, you'll be amazed at the conversation that sparks, and you won't even remember that anxiety that you spoke about earlier. And I really believe that the more we engage with people in social environments, the better for the future of networking and the better for the future of business.
Absolutely. And just to add to that is if you do want to be successful in these environments, why it's so important to smile is people are very hesitant to go and talk to a person that they don't know who looks very anxious and stressed. That is not a person that you are going to, that anyone else is going to approach. Whereas if you open yourself up and you do have a positive look on your face and a smile, you naturally become a person that somebody wants to go and speak to. So I think these are absolutely fantastic tips, Ian. Thank you very, very much. We've been talking about the future of business and with specific reference to networking. And the other point that I think Ian made that is so important is you can't just meet somebody and then hope everything now is going to fall into place. Follow it up. Make sure that there's a reason within the next day or 2 days to make contact. It was great meeting you. You know, this is, I'd love to continue this conversation about A, B, C, or D. Just find a way to continue that relationship. If you don't do that, it was very nice to meet them and they might have thought it's very nice to meet you, but that's where it'll die.
So Howard, you alluded to business cards earlier. Business cards are becoming a thing of the past. And when I say they're becoming a thing of the past, for many people that know, you can now go, if you're on LinkedIn, you can exchange QR codes. It's all sophisticated these days. But for people that do have business cards, accept that business card from that person and write something on the back of that card that you remember the person of that interaction, because that's the common denominator. That's the kicking point where a person realizes that you actually heard what they had to say. So when you follow up, you say, it was great speaking to you about X, Y, and Z. Let's follow it up. So use that business card not to just shove in your pocket. Put it there with a little note to say why you met that person.
Absolutely, absolutely right. Neil says, my favorite saying, steel as friends sharpen friends. Absolutely right. Ian Bastrabi, thank you.
Thanks,
for your input. It is 8:50. We're going to take our last look.